We pray, Lord, open our hearts to behold the wonders of your truth. Amen. 2 weeks ago, as I was setting up for chapel, I found five college students sitting where they're sitting now, in the front bleacher there. And I learned that one is in the AA program, one was in the education program, and three were in the pre-theological program. So three different programs, and yet in reality it is not three, but one. The one thing that they all have in common is the very reason for the existence of ILC. These students, actually all of you, high school, college, and seminary, are preparing yourselves. Preparing yourselves to take your place in God's grand design for the history of the world. Now, this doesn't mean that you know what that place is going to be. You may have an idea of what you want to do. However, God's plan may take you in an entirely different direction. Upon graduating from ILHS, my son began pursuing his desire to gain a degree in actuarial science, and he was successful. Now, he's a pastor in South Carolina. Some of your professors were pursuing plans which had nothing to do with ILC. And then God came along and tapped them on the shoulder and said, I have my own plans for you. My grand design necessitates that you go and teach at ILC. Listen to the words of the Lord in Proverbs 16, verse 9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. And again in 19, verse 21, there are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. When Abraham was a teenager, do you think he had any idea of what the Lord had in mind for him? When David was a young shepherd boy in Bethlehem, do you think that he entertained the thought that he would one day be king of Israel? Did teenage Saul guess that he would become Paul, the apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ? Did teenage Martin Luther think that he would one day become God's great tool for turning the world upside down through the proclamation of the gospel of forgiveness of sins, full and free salvation for all people? I'm sure the answer to all of these is no. They had no idea. Abraham and David trained to be shepherds. Saul had trained to be a tent maker. Martin Luther had plans to become a lawyer. Or at least his father had plans for him. But God had other plans. Now, what about you? What are your plans? Perhaps your plans are in agreement with the Lord's plans. After all, when the Lord gives you certain talents, it's kind of an indication of what direction he wants your life to go. However, you may find out in years to come that all along, all of these plans and the pursuing of these plans were preparation for something completely different. And that's just it. It is the Lord who is preparing you. Every step of the way since you entered on your path of life, from your birth till now, has been preparation. God put you in the family where you find yourself because it's part of his plan. God brought you here to ILC because it's part of his plan. All the experiences that you've had in life, happy and sad, have been training you to fulfill your role in God's grand design. But what is that design? That plan? Paul wrote to the Ephesian teenagers, as well as the adults, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth." God's plan, to unite all things together in Christ. Everything that has happened leads in that direction. You just look at the Old Testament. The Old Testament is God's account of how he's working out his plans. And so everything was aimed in the direction of bringing Christ into the world. Everything. Somehow or other it contributed, even if we don't know how it contributed. And why is all this taking place? Because God wanted his Son to come into the world so that the blood of God would pay for the sins of men. Having achieved that plan 2,000 years ago, God's great design has continued on to unite all things together in Christ. Christ remains the focal point of all of history, even if we can't see it. It is so. Through the preaching of the gospel, everybody is going to react. So, whenever the gospel is preached to somebody, that person will have a response. It'll either be a response of faith unto salvation, or a response of unbelief unto damnation. The eternal destiny of all people depends on their relationship with Christ. It is not a matter of their occupation, the job that they end up getting, or their power, or their riches, or their political party, or their ethnicity, or their citizenship. So it all comes down to this, to put it simply: God has a place for you in his great eternal plan. He's the only one who knows what it is. You pursue your plans, but you do so with a prayer on your lips, and perhaps it'll be something like this. And we pray. Lord, lead me wherever you want me to go. Give me a heart of faith and commitment. Use me as a part of your ongoing plan to bring Christ to the people of earth. And when I have played my part, receive me into glory to be with you forever. Grant this request for Jesus' sake. Amen. We'll sing hymn 722. All three stanzas.
Without your grace and faith.